right, folks. Well, there's no reason to stop your attempts to reach out and communicate via Simplex, but we do need to return the Peter back to anybody that wants to use it. And as we come to the top of the hour here, I'm going to make one more call for check-ins to Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. This is KQ4WHN. If you want to check in now, anybody Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, call KQ4WHN.
Check in Kilo Oscar 4 India Papa Bravo KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'm just listening tonight, so I'll just be in and out, but I'll be listening. Thanks a lot.
4WHN with Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. And Blue Ridge would like to recognize. Yeah, well, Blue Ridge would recognize. Obviously, I need more caffeine. I don't have enough. Net Control would like to recognize Paul, KO4IPB, here in Greenville. So thanks for joining us tonight, Paul. Hopefully you have a chance to go out and call some of your neighbors on 146-520 and just do a little bit of experimenting. I'm going to give one more call. We're going to continue with the Simplex experiment on 146-520. Just reach out and see who you can talk to, and if you've got an opportunity to reach somebody, or maybe you don't reach anybody, you can just let us know. And that's going to happen at tinyurl.com/Tuesday Ham. And we've got a spreadsheet set up there for you to log that in. So one last call. Anybody that hasn't checked in and wants to do so on the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net, well, that's an opportunity to do that now. We've got one that just popped in. We'll get anybody else that wants to get checked in. We'll shut down the net after that. This is KQ4WHN. If you want to check in, call now.
5 Echo.
Give me your call sign one more time.
Call sign here is Kilo Mike 5 Echo. Over.
Kilo Mike 5 Echo, is that Craig?
Here's Craig in Rock Hill. I think I heard you guys on 2 meters here in Rock Hill on Simplex. Over.
A great night for VHF radio. It's also a very weird night that we're making it over to Rock Hill. Any call sign that you heard that you recall?
The only one that I heard, and I hope I'm not improving on the net too much. Like 5 Echo.
Hi, let me sing out one more time on my Simplex VFO, and if you wouldn't mind listening, I would be fascinated to find out that my little J-pole was making it to Rock Hill.
Sure, I'll be listening.
Mike 5 Echo, Craig called out a couple of times. If that was me you heard, you probably would have heard me again, but I made an attempt anyway.
Here, yep. You were not quite readable, very scratchy, but you were definitely there here in Rock Hill. Kilo Mike 5 Echo.
The sweet direction for my rig is that general easterly or east northeast direction. That seems to be where I'm punching through and getting in above my weight. But thanks for that report, Craig. I appreciate you doing that. That's I am mind blown on that particular one.
KC4 PLT.
PLT, go ahead.
Hear y'all in there, but I couldn't really make out what you were saying. But I'm in Pendergrass, Georgia. I come in there 2-3 times, but I don't think y'all could probably hear me that far across there, because I'm down more towards south, kind of towards Atlanta here. But I could just barely hear y'all in there.
I am fascinated. Okay, well, so Simplex is working pretty well, at least for me tonight, and we're getting some reports from a lot further away than I thought. We had some conversations last week where I was getting 5-10 mile reports. And, well, to be honest, that was kind of in the direction of where I have a lot of earth and trees. And I'm not surprised it didn't get very far beyond that. But I'm impressed. I'm impressed that we're getting as far away as it sounds like we're getting.
I'm in Pendergrass, Georgia. I couldn't tell what you're saying, but I could just barely hear you in there. But that was amazing, man, because I'm assuming y'all are on the other end of South Carolina, so that's a good little stretch for Simplex.
I'm west of Greer, east of Greenville, just maybe 2-3 miles from 85 and 285. So we're making our way down the interstate pretty well here.
Miles off of 85, just probably two exits below Commerce, Georgia, Independence, Georgia. So that's amazing. Must have some pretty good conditions on the VHF side here. Anyway, I will turn it back to you. I didn't know if you had finished the net or not, but I just had to come in there and let you know that I was just barely, I couldn't tell, make out what you were saying. I just know you was there because I was hearing you. Went in there to listen for that and wrote a few CQs in there, but I'm sure y'all probably couldn't hear me there. But anyway, that's amazing that when these band conditions get good, how much you can carry across like that, even on Simplex. KC4 PLT, back to you on that.
PLT, this is KQ4 WHN. Rich, I appreciate you throwing that report out. I'm I'm not even trying hard, and I'm getting reports from all over the place. So thank you, one and all, for participating in this grand little experiment. We're definitely past the window of the time frame. Don't want to discourage anybody from trying to continue with the Simplex calls. Might also remind everybody to lower that squelch knob just a little bit. Don't want to listen to nothing but static, but you maybe want to have that squelch knob turned down a little bit just to make sure that you can hear anybody that's calling out to you, because you're not going to have that big, powerful, booming repeater to break through your squelch. So don't forget that part. But let me go ahead and close out the net and return the repeater back to what it's supposed to be doing. And y'all keep trying. We've got we still got folks in the spreadsheet, so I feel like there's still folks out there trying, and there's no reason that we can't continue to do this even after the net has been retired. So I'll go ahead and say goodnight, everyone. This is KQ4 WHN. I'm going to file my net report. Stand by.
WHN, Kilo Mike 5 Echo.
Kilo Mike 5 Echo, go ahead.
In York County, we do a Simplex net of 146580 monthly. The next one will be on November 14th, right after our regular 8:30 net on our repeater end. Over.
Good idea to kind of do it on a month, people the experience to go out and do with it, but you're doing it on 146580 and getting everybody a chance to do that on a monthly basis.
Roger that. Not this Friday, but the Friday after. It's usually the second Friday of the month. If you're up there in Greer, you might be able to hear some of us. And there's a couple folks who have a beam, and I might ask them to point it west to see if they can get a hold of you. Over.
I've put my put that on my calendar. What you said it was after the 8 o'clock net.
Friday after the 8:30 net concludes on our repeater, which you probably can at least hear in Greer. Over.
Okay, after the 8:30 net, and we'll move to 146580 on two Fridays to come. Got it.
Well, maybe we'll catch you on that one. Maybe conditions will be a little better than they were tonight. We'll be able to make a Simplex use of. In any event, KQ4 Whiskey Hotel November, Key Like 5 Echo. Thanks for being there. 7-3.
Echo, this is KQ4 WHN. And the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, thanks you for your participation, sir. That's fascinating stuff. The number of people that said they heard me is absolutely blowing my mind, and I did not know, and hopefully everybody else had an interesting experiment along with me. So let me go ahead and close off this net, because we're getting to the point now where I know that a lot of people have checked out, moved on, have got work to do tomorrow. So let me end the formal portion of the net, and we'll get going from there. Stand by. Don't forget, tomorrow night we've got Gary, KI4DOS, who's going to be running the swamp net along with the regular Blue Ridge 2-meter net tomorrow night starting at 9 p.m. So don't forget about Gary, and make sure that he knows that you're out there and dying to check in and spend some time with him. This is KQ4WHN. Now, securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with our thanks for those checking in, we'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use 73s, and thanks for experimenting with me, everybody. Good night.